is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome to our Saturday night high school basketball version here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Boys action and interleague matchup. The Anna Rockets, the Minster Wildcats. It's the Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee homemade mythical Route 119 rivalry game tonight between the Rockets and the Wildcats, just several miles apart. Good crowd filing in on a cold Saturday evening. Anna 9-5 on the year, 6-2 in the Shelby County League, beating Fairlawn last night, 57-53, in a game we covered here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Minster 6-6 on the year, even up 2-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, having dropped a tough one at New Bremen last night by a score of 55-53. Both teams, a seesaw season to date. Anna's at a five-game win streak, a couple of two-game losing streaks. Minster won three in a row already in this month, dropped three in a row in December. One thing you like about these two clubs, Chuck, is balance offensively. You never know who's going to be the leading scorer on a given night. Last night for the Anna Rockets, outstanding game from three people. Cody Flesher led the way with 18. And Carter Yolskamp bumped in 12. Blake Stevens, a dozen. Any one of those three can get 15 to 20 any given evening.
Yeah, they're very balanced. I mean, the thing I like about Anna is they're really athletic. They're long inside, but each one of those guys on the inside can go out and score from 15 feet in.
Yep.
So that makes them even a bigger threat. And then Huelskamp, that young man is just, he is on fire defensively. He is all over the floor, goes after loose balls, is a rebounder, plays great defense. He's what makes them go.
Minster, though, the Wildcats did suffer a difficult setback on the road at New Bremen last night, the Cardinals' second win of the year, does also have an array of offensive options. Red hot lately has been Josh Nixon from the perimeter. He's had games of 15, 16, 21. We saw Bryce Schmiesing against Botkins go for 18. Jacob Stekscholdy had over 20 in a game earlier against Van Wert. Peter Falk is that smooth left-hander. He went for 18 last night at New Bremen. He is a tough matchup, I think, for Anna.
Yeah, I mean, because he's able to go left. Sometimes it's hard, even though you talk about it. I guarantee you they talked about it all day today. But it's hard to think about a guy that goes left-handed. I think with them losing last night, that could be a tough mental thing for them to come in here. And they need a good start to the game, or it could be a long night for them, because Anna, I think, is starting to get on a good roll.
Yeah, you're right. Rockets really beginning to gel. This has been an interesting game the last three seasons. Two of the three nail-biters. A year ago at Minster, Wildcats won by six. Anna blew out Minster here two seasons back, 63-50. Prior to that, Minster won an OT over Anna, 57-56. We expect a pretty tight game tonight. These two clubs evenly matched. Anna a little bit bigger. I think an important player tonight for Minster is one of the taller Wildcats out there on the court, Connor Tumbush, 6'2", 170-pound senior. He's got to play a little bigger than that against the likes of Luthman, Stevens, Flesher of Anna on the interior.
Well, Anna should have an advantage on the inside, that's for sure, especially rebounding. But I've always said, and it's a fact, rebounding is not size. Rebounding is position and desire.
Excellent junior varsity game here tonight.
It was.
Yeah, beautiful contest. Game in the mid to upper 50s. Minster held off Anna by five. Anyone's contest down to the last minute. Each team shot the ball well, got up and down the floor in a hurry, ran offenses nicely, good hard nose, tough defense. And I would say the future for Anna and Minster basketball is in pretty good stead.
Yeah, it was. There are times where JV games are kind of snoozers, but this was a good one tonight. And I'll tell you, the difference was Minster made six free throws in a row in the last minute when Anna had to foul them and had a chance to. It was like a three-point game, but they kept making the free throws, and that's where they ended up with the five-point win.
We have alluded to Anna's very good starting five, which also includes Wyatt Bensman. How about the contributions of the Rockets off the bench? Nathan Frilling, valuable minutes. Joel Cathcart, a sophomore, chipped in well last night.
Yeah, I mean, Frilling, that was not one of his better outings last night. But the two previous games that we saw him, he got the Clancy's player of the game in one of the two. And I think Joel Cathcart right now, and I love watching him play in the JV games. The kid's got all kinds of confidence. Takes it to the basket as well as anybody I've watched on varsity or JV. I think he is a star in the making for the Rockets.
I think a big barometer tonight, Chuck, is how well Minster shoots the three-point jumper. We saw the Wildcats hang with Rushi for two and a half, three quarters by shooting well from the outside. Minster's going to take a shot at some threes early, I think, in an attempt to stretch Anna's defense. As you mentioned, Anna with the size on the inside. For sure, Minster will shoot more triples tonight than Anna.
Well, and they're going to have to, and they're going to have to shoot a good percentage, I think, for them to stay in the game.
Two very good high school coaches, several years under his belt for Nate Barhorst at the helm of the Anna program. In excess of 20 years for Mike Lee at Minster. Two extremely likable guys.
Taylor Hoy. They
treat you the same way all the time.
Kelsey Richard.
Basketball knowledge is superior. Each coach very kind. It's a grind, Chuck, for these high school basketball coaches. They've either got two games on the weekend to coach, if not, they're scouting somewhere. And the same for a couple, three nights during the week, even.
Well, I'll tell you, the basketball season, and I did it for 25 years, is one long season. And by the time you roll into February, man, you are as tired as the kids are.
Each team with a league game last night, as you mentioned, the difference, Anna won, Minster lost. Minster lost a tough one on the road. Of course, in the MAC, you don't play everybody twice. New Bremen had recorded just one win going into that contest last night against Minster. Of course, that's a Route 66 rivalry. Those two towns are right on top of each other, and that made New Bremen's season by winning that game last evening at home against Minster.
Well, these kids see each other out on the court in the summer. They see each other at the pool. They go to the same places. So bragging rights are big in a rivalry like that.
Minster Wildcats, 6-6 on the year. Anna, by virtue of the win last night over Fairlawn, has upped its record to 9-5, 6-2 in the Shelby County League. Rockets are right in the hunt. By the way, Jackson Center was victorious in league action last night. Rushi was idle. And how about Fort Loramie went on the road to play Botkins. Botkins had beaten the Redskins easily earlier this year at Fort Loramie, and Fort Loramie got them by better than 20.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. I mean, we really haven't seen Loramie much this year. We've seen the girls a lot, but not the boys. And they got some talent, there's no doubt about it. And I think it's more surprising that they've lost some of the games they've lost as badly as they did, more than that they won by that much last night.
They have an opportunity here in the real near future to see Fort Loramie in a game on the road at Rushi. That could be on our schedule here in a couple weeks on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, as you hear the Anna Pep Band striking up in the background at the Rockets gym.
I'll probably make some people mad, but I think they have the best pep band in the league.
I love it. Love the Anna Pep Band. Gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Speaking of the Anna Band, Chuck, next time we are here at the Anna Gym, I'm going to request a little What Is Love by the Anna Pep Band. Oh, you hear the Pep Band? That's not the Pep Band. That's a recording being played by Athletic Director Mike Muehlfeld.
Yeah, below. Yeah. They're getting ready to start this thing.
So many thanks as well to these underwriting sponsors tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, a pregame sponsor, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, near McCartyville, with on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Don't forget Monday night. That's just two nights away. We've got a big contest for you from Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats. Webcast time 7:10 on Monday night. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming Anna Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Perhaps one of the biggest. He was the founder of our beloved mascot, the Anna Rocket.
Welcome back to Anna High School, the home of the Rockets. We're just minutes away from the start of this game tonight between Division 4 Minster, Division 3 Anna. Minster Wildcats trying to improve on an overall record of 6-6 after dropping a two-pointer at New Bremen last night. Anna upped its mark to 9-5 over 14 games by tripping up Fairlawn last evening at the Jets Gym. 57-53 in Shelby County League play. By the way, Anna now within one game of the top in the Shelby County League. Jackson leads with one loss. Rushi has one setback only. One less win than Jackson Center after being idle last night. And Anna is in third. A half game back of Rushi, a full game back of Jackson Center with an overall league mark of 6-2. Starting lineup for the Minster Wildcats, Bryce Schmiesing at a guard, 5'9", junior, Schmiesing opening up out front along with Jacob Stencholi. He is a 5'9" senior guard. Schmiesing wears number 10, Stencholi 14. Josh Nixon is a senior guard, 5'11" tall, 180 pounds. Outstanding quarterback on the Minster football team. Peter Falk in the wing, 6'1 senior. And Connor Tumbush, a 6'2" senior in the middle for the Minster Wildcats, who against Anna tonight will be a little bit undersized. Starting five for Anna, Wyatt Benzman, sophomore guard, 6'1, 155-pounder. Carter Yulescamp, just over 10 points a game, a senior, 6'1", 185 pounds. Kane Luthman, a senior at 6'4", just under 14 a game. Blake Stevens, 6'4", senior, just over 14 a game. And Cody Flesher, now up to nearly 12 a game, 6'6", 205-pounder, 12th grader. He's in the middle. Anna Rockets in the home white green numbers. Black and green trim down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Minster, the away black. White numbers on the shirts, outlined in orange. White Minster across the front, also trimmed in orange. A colorful scene out at midcourt. Rockets green and white. Minster orange and black. Opening tip to start the game. Won by Anna, moving from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here tonight. Outside the arc on the right, Luthman's got the ball for Anna, feeds Yulescamp head of the key. Near side, Benzman, they clear out for him. Wyatt drives hard to the basket, leaves it way short. He got his own rebound coming in from off the floor, did not reestablish himself.
Well, no, but he surely got bumped on the shot, no call.
Yeah, thought he might have as well, Chuck. If that's a sign of what is to come, it's going to be another Minster Anna football contest. Top of the circle with the ball, Falk for Minster. Throws near side on the play to Tumbush. Cumbush deep in the right corner to Falk. On the bounce, left hand. Nixon's got it, 25 feet out. Luthman on him. Catching outside the arc on the left to Schmiesing. Schmiesing launches, 21-footer, hit the back iron, came down to Juleskamp of Anna. Out ahead to Benzman. Cross court to Carter. Juleskamp fakes right, goes left. Into the post to Flesher, doesn't shoot. Ball rotated left corner to Juleskamp. He sizes up a line drive three ball and drills it.
That's gravy when he can get you a three like that.
Three zip. Anna takes the lead. Here's a dribble drive, a pull up by Stecholdy in the top of the key behind the foul line. Missed it long, no good. Lengthy rebound out to Minster. Setting, shooting, Falk. It rimmed, and Anna's got the board. Juleskamp to midcourt. Right side throw to Stevens. To Benzman. Outside the arc on the left to Flesher. Luthman on top. Near side to Juleskamp. Picked up by Stecholdy. Down inside to Flesher. Good play, but Flesher couldn't finish. And Minster tips it away. Here come the Wildcats. Schmiesing. High left to Falk, who carves out space in the lane. Just Schmiesing to Stecholdy. Starts a baseline drive against Juleskamp. Weaves a pass cross court beneath the key to Falk. Look at him go. Cutting to the rim. High off the glass. No. Knocked out by Minster and a possession. Here come the Rockets to midcourt. Token pressure. Back of the timeline by Stecholdy. Juleskamp, top of the circle. He's got the game's only bucket so far. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Oh, a nifty pass. Juleskamp down inside to Flesher. Left-handed 8-footer. Missed it off the back iron. And it comes down to Minster. Quickly, Nixon into the forecourt. Throws to Falk. Falk gives it up on the play to Tumbush, 25 feet out. Tumbush into the lane. Leaves it behind him for Stecholdy, guarded closely. We played 2.5 minutes. Minster yet to score. Nixon outside the arc on the left. Spin move into the lane. Flips it back to the cutter. Here is Falk knifing his way into the paint. Defensive foul against Anna on the drive. Falk lifted off the floor eventually. Shot it. But the contact was before down on the court. Inbounded by Minster. High left Stecholdy. Out to Tumbush. Right side Nixon. Nixon fakes right, goes left, foul line into the lane. Hands it off on the play to Falk. Falk with a drive, tries to reverse it, other side of the rim, and a chop down foul by Anna.
He's getting to the rim too easily. That's two possessions in a row, and he's picked up two fouls going to the basket.
Falk at the stripe for Minster, which has not yet dented the scoring column. Down three zip, and Falk drops in the foul shot to make it 3-1. 4:59 to go here in the first. Second free throw by Falk. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Way short. Barely nubbed the front edge of the rim. Rebound down to Anna. Juleskamp backcourt. Picked up by Schmiesing. Near side pass to Wyatt Benzman. Behind the foul line. To Luthman in the right corner. They clear out for him. Whistle, though. We've got a little body contact away from the ball on Anna.
I think they called that on Stevens, the illegal screen.
4:45 to go in the first quarter. 3-1 our score. Anna with a field goal. Minster, a half a safety. Nixon at the timeline. Dropped the ball, got it back. Checked by Luthman. Right side pass goes to Tumbush. Straight away, it's Schmiesing. Takes the handoff to Nixon, goes to Falk. Falk 25 feet out. Minster clears for him. Drive against Luthman by Falk. Circles back on top to Schmiesing. He unloads a three. Hit the rim twice. No good. Rebound on the deck in the right corner. Minster nicked it last. Out of bounds.
Very sluggish first 4 minutes of the first quarter.
Indeed. 3-1. One field goal. Minster demonstrating a lot of patience at the offensive end. Anna got a three-pointer from Juleskamp a couple minutes ago. Minster has netted one foul shot, 3-1 Rockets. Nathan Frilling in now for Anna off the bench, 6'2 junior. He has really ignited the Rockets coming in as a substitute since the holidays. Here's Hjulskamp in batting low in the right to Luthman. Luthman is jammed by a defender, hard-nosed defense, but Sexually, who reached around and clearly got a piece of Luthman on the shot. He tried to heave it up over his head. His back was to the basket about 7 feet away. Two foul shots for Luthman. The first one is in, 4-1 Anna.
The Rushi Raiders lead Triad 32-23 at the half at Rushi.
Mm-hmm. Rushi idol last night in Shelby County League play. A single game weekend out of conference for Rushi. Up the 9 over Triad at the break. Second free throw by Luthman, dead center. Forecourt right, Minster with the ball. Aaron Ernst in now. 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a junior. Nixon 25 feet away. Near side pass to Falk. Luthman on him. That's a good matchup right there. Now Nixon fakes right, goes left against Stevens. Hits a cutter in the lane. Little leaner, 8 feet out. Ernst got it. Good discipline shown by Minster. 5-3 Anna. 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Frilling fires left side to Stevens. Straight away Luthman. Luthman dribbling. Left side to Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp 25 feet out. Zips a pass cross court to Stevens. Stevens sizes up a three. Snapped it off. No good. Hit the ring. Rebound Minster. And here's Nixon barreling down the floor. Pulls up. Foul line J. No. Rebound Anna. Out ahead to Flesher to Hjulskamp. 2:56 to go. First quarter. 5-3 Anna. Frilling 21 feet out. A line drive triple by him. Good. Super sub. Nate Frilling shoots one in. 8-3 Anna. Dribble drive. Steck Schulte. Oh, a good feed around two Anna players. Hit a young man, Ernst, who sneaked in from the left corner. He got the layup. 8-5, Anna by 3. 2.5 to go in the first. Frilling gives it up to Luthman. Luthman slides off to the baseline, out back to Stevens. To the foul line to Flesher. Clawed away by Minster. Steal by the Cats. Midcourt. Minster down the floor. Tumbush fires left side to Falk. On top it goes to Stecksholdy. 8-5, Anna by 3. Ball thrown to Nixon, cutting down the left side of the lane. Spins, banks it. 10-footer, no good. Taken off the glass by Hjulskamp of Anna. Down to Stevens. He gave it up, got it back. Good drive of Stevens. Shovel shot at the rim is in. Stevens barged his way to the hole to make it 10-5, Anna.
He thought about the three, and he did a good job of giving it up and getting it back.
Stecksholdy to Nixon. Nixon cuts through the paint. Shot blocked, but a foul. Flesher tagged him on the wrist. Minute 43 to go, first quarter, 10-5. And a couple free ones here for Nixon as he toes the charity stripe. First one on the way. Good. 10-6, and of a four. Stecksholdy out. Schmeezing back in for Minster. Tumbush back on the floor. Falk comes off for the Wildcats. Josh Nixon, high arch second free throw, yes. 10-6, or I should say 10-7 after two made shots. Minute 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Anna head by three. Benzman down the floor. Stumbled at midcourt. Good takeaway. Loose ball to Schmeezing. Drive the last 40 feet up and in. 10-9 now. Anna in the lead by one. Minute 25 left, opening period. Right side pass to Frilling. Gets a screen from Stevens. He goes to Blake in the right corner. Back to Frilling. Flesher. Now 25 feet out. Here's a long one jacked up from way downtown by Wyatt Benzman. Bingo! He hits a three ball.
Well, we talked about Minster shooting the threes. Anna's got three in the first quarter. Minster has none.
Dribble drive into the lane. Off balance throw up there by Ernst. Deflected. Knocked out to the arc. Long three-point try by Schmeezing. Ricocheted off the rim. Into the Anna bench out of bounds. Rockets possession. 53 seconds to go, first quarter, 13-9 in favor of Anna. Only had 4 points scored. Chuck, it was 3-1. Nearly 4 minutes in, the two teams had picked up the pace.
Yeah, well, you figured they were going to.
Minster in a man-to-man defense. Right side pass to Frilling for Anna. Gets a screen from Stevens. Frilling foul line back to Stevens. Fakes left, goes right. Oh, he knifes his way into the lane. Flips it up from that around his knees. It goes in, and he's fouled. Stevens looks like a guard driving to the cup.
Yeah, that was a nice take, and that's two in a row now.
Well done by Blake Stevens. He is getting better and better during his senior season. Foul shot is in. Six straight points by Anna, 16-9 lead, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a hard-nosed drive by Schmiesing, took it down the right side of the lane. A little push shot, 6 feet away, deflected by the taller Anna Rackets, who come down with the rebound. Frilling with 20 seconds to go. Fires down inside to Benzman. Broken up by Minster, off Benzman last. Wildcats have the ball with 16 ticks remaining in the first quarter. Midcourt, it's Schmiesing. Picked up straight away by Benzman. Schmiesing into the paint, stops. There's a long three-point try by Minster. Gunned up there by Brett Holscher, six-foot senior in off the bench. He missed it, but lo and behold, Minster got the rebound. Was that Tumbush who threw it in? Oh, the ball kicked off the iron, way out to Tumbush, who buried a 24-footer as the buzzer went off. How about that? A second shot rebound, a three-pointer in, just beating the end of the first quarter for Minster, and it's a 16-12 game. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
It turned out to be a very good first quarter. Anna 16, Minster 12, three-pointer by the Wildcats right at the end of the initial period as Connor Tumbush got a long rebound and sank a three-pointer. Here's Minster with a three to start the second period. Good by Falk. He rolled off a screen out high, and he flipped it in with the left hand. Six straight by Minster, 16-15. In favor of Anna. Here's Huelskamp guarding down the floor into the lane. Left-handed shot on the run. No good. Rebound Minster. Long heave down to Nixon. Blew the gimme. Stick back. Stick shoulder is in. And Minster's up a point. 17-16.
That's quite an 8-point run in just about a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Minster in a heartbeat has tossed in 8 successive points to edge into the lead, 17-16. Benzman's got the ball left corner for Anna. Tries to feed Luthman, broken up and intercepted. Fox got it to Nixon. Ball thrown deep left corner. Wildcats attack the man-to-man of Anna. Falk high right. Here's a nifty drive by him. Shake and bake move in the lane. There's some contact. Foul, Anna. Tell you what, Peter Falk, he is elusive. Anna's got to keep track of him, Chuck. He's very adept at driving to the basket, as you mentioned earlier.
He's left-handed, but he's been taking the ball into the lane with his right hand and then switching to his left hand, and that's why they're picking up the fouls, and I'm not sure why that wasn't a shooting foul.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I expected Falk to be at the stripe, but not so.
Well, I need to erase his two free throws that I put in the book. So sure I was.
Here's Nixon, top of the circle for Minster. Pushes his way into the lane. Arches up a floater over Benzman. It bounces around and goes through. 10 points in a row by Minster. Up 19-16. Minute and a half gone. Second quarter. Huelskamp, near side pass to Stevens for Anna. Little pick and roll with Huelskamp. Stevens steps back. Guns the three. hit the rim, ricocheted into the corner. Rebound, Anastek Schulte to Nixon. Oh, Nixon. He goes flying through the air down the lane. Banked it in. Minster crowd goes crazy. Timeout, Anna. A dozen straight by Minster, which is up by five. 2 minutes gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A slow start by Minster tonight. Nearly 4 minutes to start the game, Chuck. 1 point, 20 points in the last less than 6 minutes.
Well, they're on a 12-point run, and Anna's got to stem that dispossession.
Carter Yuleskamp romps up the floor, stops, top of the key, goes to Benjamin, to Stevens, foul line extended left, into Flesher. Flesher goes to work on Falk, turns, fadeaway 10-footer, no good. After the timeout, Anna made a concerted effort to pound it into Flesher. He did not convert, though. Minster forecourt to her left. Nixon lost the ball behind him. Picked up alertly, though, by Schmiesing. That is Tech Schulte, 25 feet away. Cross court to Falk. There he goes again, driving. Hooks it up on the run. Got it to go down. Minster up a 7. 14 in a row with the Wildcats. Yuleskamp down the floor to Benzman. 5:20 remaining till halftime. Top of the circle to Flesher. Falk knocks it free. It rolls into backcourt. Flesher traces it down. Gives it up to Frilling. Frilling baseline left. Into the post to Yuleskamp. Wrap around pass to Stevens. Lays it up. No good, but he's hammered. Anna with a shot at the stripe here to snap the 14 points in a row by Minster. 23-16 Wildcats. Blake Stevens, one dribble, shots up. It is good. Front rim, backboard, and down in. 23-17 in favor of Minster, which substitutes Aaron Ernst back on the floor. Stevens has got them both. 23-18 in favor of the Wildcats. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Backcourt, Steck Schulte, long lob down to Nixon. Nixon shakes free, driving layup, good. I said Nixon, I should have said Aaron Ernst. Boy, Minster did a good job throwing the ball over some Anna pressure. Ernst on the finish at the other end.
Well, Yuleskamp went for the steal, didn't get it, and that gave Ernst an easy trip to the basket for the layup.
This Wildcat team, Chuck, showing off its athleticism right now.
It's hard to believe it's a 6-6 team.
If not as tall as Anna, but right now quicker. 25-18, Minster up 7. 4:35 to go here in the second quarter. On the floor now for the Anna Rockets is Joel Cathcart. Ball thrown to Stevens, baseline right. A half hook from 8 feet away, good. He curled that one around the glass.
Stevens is the only reason that Anna's within 5.
25-20, Minster. How many for Blake so far?
He's got 9.
We near the 4 minute mark, second quarter. Deep three, left side, fading away, Ernst off the back iron. Quick shot by Minster, didn't go. Yuleskamp zips down the floor for Anna, pulls up outside the arc on the left. No look pass into Flesher in the lane at the mid post. To Frilling, foul line extended. Back out to Cathcart, step back three, a beauty. Joel Cathcart in off the bench for the Anna Rockets. Dandy looking jumper. He's got a good future ahead of him, just a soft.
That's the fourth Rocket that's hit a three now in the first half.
25-23, Minster up 2. 3:35 to go here in the second quarter. Wildcats rotate the ball around. Looks like Anna's in a zone, is that right?
They've come out in a zone after that timeout, and Minster doesn't seem like they want to play against it.
With the basketball, far right side of the court is Steck Schulte for Minster. Goes to Schmiesing. Schmiesing right back to Steck Schulte. 3:11 left in the half, 25-23 Minster. Deep in the left corner, goes to Ernst. Jared Toby in the game now for Minster. He's at the high post, a 6'1 senior. Wildcats content to dribble out near the timeline. Cathcart comes away from the top of the circle to greet Schmiesing, 30 feet from the goal. It goes to Falk deep in the right corner. Cross court, baseline left, caught by Ernst, has a short-range shot. It's crammed out of bounds by Anna.
Well, Cathcart was a little out of position. It was a great diagonal pass, but he did a good job and was very athletic to go block that shot.
Good cover-up play, but Cathcart, inbounds throw, knocked out by Anna again. 2:43 to go, second quarter, 25-23 Minster. Deep in the left corner, Ernst the playmaker for Minster. Lobs it in between the circles to Steckschulte. Back to Ernst. To Steckschulte, head coach Mike Lee of Minster up. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna up. Shouting instructions. Minster again very pleased to play pitch and catch on the arc, up two against the Anna zone. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Obviously the pace of this game has slowed down to nearly a halt at the moment. Schmiesing with the ball 30 feet out. Back to Steckschulte straight away. Josh Nixon not on the floor at the moment for the Minster Wildcats. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ball looped from Schmiesing to Steckschulte. Deep right corner, three by Falk. He unloads. It's long, no good. Weak side rebound. Cathcart of Anna. He's trapped across the timeline. A hacking foul against Minster. A common personal. Nine fouls so far in this game. Five on Minster, four on Anna. Minster's lead is two. 25-23. Ball inbounded to Hulskamp, 30 feet out. Left side to Frilling. Frilling to Flesher. Hulskamp near side, looking for Frilling down inside. Cathcart rotates on top. Here's Frilling straight away. Flesher on the arc, 25 feet out to Hulskamp. Left side, Cathcart. Step back, high arching three. Hit the flange. Ricocheted to Cathcart. He caught it on the arc. Drives down the lane. He rolls off, no good. Rebound Ernst of Minster. Minute 17 to go in the half. Minster in the lead by three, 25-23. And the Wildcats slow it down again. Schmiesing, 30 feet out. Guarded by Cathcart to Toby. Foul line extended. Toby threw it right back out to Schmiesing, 30 feet away. Schmiesing dribbles. Down to 50 seconds to go. Schmiesing running a figure eight out high. Hands it off on the play to Ernst. Right corner. It is Schmiesing once again handling. Down to 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. 25-23. Minster up a bucket. Anna once had a lead in this game of 16-9. And then 14 straight points were run off by Minster, which went up 23-16. Anna's closed it back down to two. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. 30 feet out, Steckschulte retreats to near midcourt. Minster spreading the floor. You can bet the ball will go to Falk eventually. Here is Falk, loose underneath the basket. Caught it, reverse layup, well done. Here is Ann in a hurry. 3 seconds to go. A deep right corner three ball by Stevens. Good at the buzzer. Stevens made it. Much like last night, Chuck, when Anna at the end of the third quarter against Fairlawn raced down the court in a hurry and Hulskamp buried one to end the third period one night ago. Here, to close out the first half, Blake Stevens launched in a triple. Deep right corner is after the Falk basket by Minster. Anna hurriedly blitzed down the floor and Stevens cashed in. And we trade 2 for 3 at the end of the second period. A two-pointer by Falk of Minster. Very good reverse layup. And then Stevens countered that with a tray. And it's 27-26 Minster over Anna by one here at the half on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Anna, Shelby County League versus the Midwest Athletic Conference, Rockets against the Wildcats of Minster, and it's a very good basketball game, 27-26, Minster up one. Our halftime report brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, I came here tonight really tired, and that JV game kind of energized me, and this has been a terrific first half, so I'm back to enjoying the basketball. Minster has an 11-9 rebounding advantage, kind of unbelievably 4-1 on the offensive boards. Anna only turned the ball over twice in the first half. Minster did not have a turnover in the first half.
Wow.
5-for-5 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 3-of-4 for the Wildcats. Individual scoring. Minster had 8 from Peter Falk. They got 6 from Ernst and 6 from Nixon. They got 3 from Tumbush. And then they got 2 each from Schmiesing and Steckschulte. They scored 12 and 15, 27 in the first half. Anna had 12 out of Blake Stevens. He was terrific in the first half. And then they got a 3 from Frilling, a 3 from Benzman, a 3 from Huelskamp, and a 3 from Cathcart. They all have 3. 2 free throws from Kane Luthman. They scored 16 and 10, 27-26 Minster at the half.
You said it's been a terrific first two quarters, and it's been just that. Very slow start to the game. 3-1, Chuck, nearly 4 minutes in. What aroused these two clubs? Just some adjustments, and then they kicked in their game?
Well, I think sometimes when you come out, especially on a Saturday night, you didn't have the same routine that you have during the week on like a Friday night or a Tuesday night. No school. You try to get the kids in because if not, they tend to sleep till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then they're a little lethargic. So, you know, I think that has sometimes a deal to start on a Saturday night, but boy, they have lit it up after that. It's been a terrific first half.
Falk leading Minster in scoring, Stevens pacing Anna, correct?
Yes, 12 out of Stevens and 8 out of Falk. Falk has been just really getting into the lane and creating some havoc with the Anna defense.
And rightfully so, Falk got the last bucket for Minster late second quarter, about 5 seconds to go, and then Anna blitzed its way down the floor, and Stevens got a bucket at the buzzer of 3.
Yeah, he hit the 3. I'll tell you what, they've got 5 young men that have hit 3s here in the first half now.
27-26, Minster up 1 over Anna. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, it's been truly a delight here at the half of this Anna Minster game tonight. We've been watching third and fourth graders from Anna play hoops, going up and down the floor. Seconds ago, time ran out on that halftime performance by the young future hoop stars, and we just experienced another buzzer beater.
He turned and hit one, and that's going to be a thrill for that kid.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight, from Minster, Kelsey Richard is under the spotlight. She's a senior, daughter of Thomas and Tracy Richard, 3.5 GPA. Takes part in competition cheer. She's got a steady job. She is an elementary art aide. She would like to pursue fashion, merchandising, and finance at Bowling Green. For Anna, it's Paige Wiktorowski, W-I-K-T-O-R-O-S-K-I.
Did you know that, or did you have to ask her?
Paige is a sophomore at Anna High School, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Don and Denise, French Club, FCCLA, Eco Warriors, and SAD. Undecided about her college choice, she would like to pursue a career teaching in early childhood education. LaCal Equipment spotlighting tonight, Kelsey Richard, a senior at Minster, Paige Wiktorowski, a sophomore at Anna, thanks to LaCal Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The typical upbeat performance by the Pep Band of Anna here at Anna High School, 27-26. Minster in the lead by one. We're seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Hey, you'd better check out Goffney Furniture in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75, for your dining and living room, for your home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. High quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget at Goffney. Go to the Goffney Furniture website for added savings. That's goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Extremely high quality furniture, great prices, Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Third quarter starts. Anna, a chance to take the lead. Juleskamp's got the ball left side of the floor. Gives it up to Benzman. Looking into Luthman. Feeds it to him. Poked free, though, by the Minster Wildcats. Fine steal. Quick hands. Steck, Schulte, and Schmiesing combine to rip it away. Here's a drive into the lane. Steck, Schulte. Gave it up deep right corner. Josh Nixon gets the starting nod. Second half. Bounce to Steck, Schulte. Fadeaway shot below the foul stripe. He hits it. Well done. Jacob Steck, Schulte tosses one in. Minster up three again.
That was terrific defense, so that was a heck of a shot.
Sure was. Steck, Schulte fading. Arched it in over the taller Anna player. The lead three for Minster. Juleskamp in the lane. He's cornered. Might be in there too long. Just got out of the paint in the nick of time. What, 4 to 5 seconds maybe?
that's a lost call. Have we seen more than 2-3 seconds all year?
You're right. Not sure we've seen one. Here's Benzman, deep left corner for Anna. Oh, he makes a nice drive around Schmiesing. Banked it too hard, no good. Rebound fumbled all the way out to midcourt to Stevens. Look at Stevens go. He's gliding down the lane, threw it up high off the glass, missed it. Rebound by Minster. 3-on-2 break. Nixon in the paint. Shot blocked. Well done by Stevens. Out of bounds it goes off the counts.
Boy, what a block that was. He came out of nowhere.
Blake Stevens is really kicking his basketball into high gear here in 2016. 3-point lead, Minster. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Benzman up and over the timeline. Goes to Juleskamp, head of the key. Fires a pass into Stevens. And here is a hacking foul against a Minster defender. Looked like Steck, Schulte clamped down on the Anna player. Baseline right, Juleskamp inbounding for Anna. Looks to Benzman out back, right back to Juleskamp, right corner. Thought about the three, didn't let it go. Here's Luthman 30 feet away. Near side, Stevens. Being checked by Tumbush. Now Juleskamp. Flesher's got it. 25 feet out on the right. Goes to the top to Luthman. Got to Juleskamp. He throws a pass wide for Stevens. It rolls into backcourt. Picked up on the play by Falk. Falk down the floor. Blocked away off the glass. Rebound. Tumbush up and in for Minster. Here's a 60-foot pass down to Stevens for Anna. And he's belted as he goes to the basket.
Wow.
31-26, Minster. Two foul shots, Stevens. Biggest lead for Minster was 7 at 23-16. Here's the foul shot. Stevens up. Got it. 31-27, Minster by 4. Anna once in this game had a lead of 7 at 16-9. Second shot, Stevens. Up and through. 31-28, Minster's lead whittled back to 3. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Schmiesing down to Steck, Schulte outside the arc on the left. Steck, Schulte retreats back to Schmiesing, left side of the floor. Here's Steck, Schulte, right corner, Nixon skips it to Schmiesing. Steck, Schulte skip cross court to Falk, finds an open player, Nixon. He crashes the glass from the right flank. Missed it short, no good. Long lead out by Anna to Stevens. A flush. He dunked it at the other end. What a play by Stevens.
That brought the crowd to the feet.
Sure did. 31-30. Minster number one. Boy, Anna with a fast break and a heartbeat down the floor to Blake Stevens. And he put an exclamation on that break. He dunked it. A big-time flush. 31-30. Minster number one. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Minster attacking very methodically, spreading the floor way out. Schmiesing near the timeline on the dribble. Near side, Steck, Schulte. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Here's a long three right side of the floor by Nixon. Nixon fired one in a hurry, shot it over the Anna defense, missed it long. And the rebound is driven out of bounds by Minster.
Not sure that's the shot head coach Mike Lee wanted.
Not when you're using that much clock. You're looking to get something better than a three from the corner.
Yeah, maybe Falk slicing into the lane. Well, Anik take the lead here. Rockets down one, 31-30. Left side, Stevens, step back, triple, around and out, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Luthman. Fadeaway 10-footer. It bounces off the iron. It's tipped away to Minster. Lead out, left side of the floor. Schmiesing to Stecholi. Pull up Jay from 15. It rimmed. Luthman stares it for Anna. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Left side pass to Benzman. Nearly stolen. Benzman's on the loose, driving. Baseline left. Offensive foul. Wyatt Benzman crashed through a Minster player. Head coach Nate Butterhorst didn't think Minster was set. He might have a beef.
Well, if I was coaching down there, I'd be saying the same thing, because he was definitely moving sideways and he bodied him. Benzman was getting to the rim, stuck a chest on him and kind of bumped him down across the side, the end line.
Yep. Same picture I saw, Chuck. Yep.
They're letting them play. And they're letting them play at both ends, because I tell you, at the other end, that block by Stevens was, he hammered Nixon.
That was pretty physical. 4 points each way here in the third quarter. 31-30 Minster. Open player Wildcats straddling the arc. No, behind the arc. Left side of the floor for Minster is the jump shooter, Jared Hulsman, in off the bench. And the 6'1 sophomore Kansas. He was somewhat indecisive, hesitated. Looked like he got inside the arc, but his feet were still behind it. He leaned and tossed it in.
Yeah, he didn't want to shoot it, but then he decided, well, what the heck?
Head coach Mike Lee was saying, no, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Great shot.
34-30 Minster. Hulskamp driving through the paint for Anna. Pulls up right in front. 8-footer won't go. Rebound on the hardwood. Hulskamp again. But a foul. 3 minutes even to go. Third quarter, 34-30 Minster. Hulskamp at the strike. 1, 2, 3 dribble. Shot by Carter. Bingo, he's got it. 34-31. Minster ahead to three.
Rodgers have made all 8 of their free throws here in the game.
Important. Second shot, Hulskamp. Up and in, 9 for 9. 34-32. Is that the correct score, Chuck? Were both free throws registered?
Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 32. Yep, 34-32.
34-32. Minster up 2. Not 1, because on Minster's last trip down, Jared Hulsman flipped in the 3-pointer. Catching, top of the circle, Schmiesing down the lane, got away with a walk, all the way to the rim. Left-handed driving layup is in. Good play by Schmiesing. Boy, he picked up speed. And he cut right through the Anna defense, made a sharp turn, went to the basket, and kissed it in off the window with the left. 4-point lead, Minster. Flesher down low. Spin move in the lane, out back to Stevens. Near side, Hulskamp. Launching a three, Carter Hulskamp. It curled out. Nixon's got the board. Or I should say Ernst. Down to Schmiesing. Stop shot, 3-pointer. Bingo! Ooh, what a shot. A long one by Schmiesing. He's ignited Minster to a 7-point lead. Anna needs a break. Timeout. 2:03 to go in the third. Wildcats 39, Rockets 32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with 2 grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order 2. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 5 points in a row by Bryce Schmiesing, the 5'9" junior guard for the Minster Wildcats. He has sparked the visiting team. 7-point cushion now. Minute 53 to go, third quarter. Hulskamp, top of the circle for Anna. Frilling has been inserted. Straight away, Benzman. Here's a three by him. In and out. Oh, it was below the cylinder. Rebound is good. Hillscamp flipped it in there. Minster Cherry picking other end. Low on the right. Leaping catch by Toby. He banked it in. Oh, what a beautiful forward pass down the floor to Toby. Thrown 50 feet by Minster. 7-point lead right back. Benzman, Luthman. Left side to Stevens for Anna. Now Hillscamp catches. Frilling's got it on the right. Picked up on the play by Ernst. Near side to Luthman. He's checked by Toby. Rockets whipping around the top of the circle. Hillscamp bounce pass near side to Frilling. Minute 5 to go. Baseline left. Benzman tries a reverse layup. Tough shot. Short. Rebound. Nixon for Minster. Outlet to Hulsman. Back to Nixon between the rings. 53 seconds to go. Minster up 7. Very good third quarter by the Wildcats, who led by 1 at the halftime break. Minster with a 14-point period underway. Anna's had only 8. Big third quarter field goals by Schmiesing to give the Wildcats a boost. 28 seconds to go. Here's Nixon near midcourt, and the ball is kicked on the play by Luthman of Anna. He jumped in front of the thrown ball by Nixon, kicked it, and then it deflected big time right off the face of one of the officials.
And that's why they're going, why didn't they blow the whistle for the kick? Well, the whistle got knocked out of his mouth, and boy, he took a shot right on the nose.
Sure did.
Nixon's giving him a standing 8 count.
I tell you what, Josh Nixon is one tough customer quarterback on the football team. He knows what it's like to be punched in the nose. The official says, I'm fine. Minster throws it inbounds into backcourt. Handled there by Ernst. Nixon almost stepped over and back. Down to 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster up 7. Between the rings, it's Stechschulde. Wildcats spread it. He drives on Luthman, pulls up, top of the key, 4 seconds remaining. Handoff on the play to Ernst. Here's a high arching 25-footer, no good. Rebound by Anna. Anna fires it 60 feet off the flange. Who nearly made that, Chuck?
That was Luthman.
Luthman from 60 almost made it. Dead on line. It hit the back iron. Minster by 7 after 3. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E. Fertilizer.com.
It's the fourth quarter. Anna Minster, 7-point game. Wildcats in front. Good contest here tonight. Saturday night version of high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. 25 feet out, Falk's got it for Minster. Wildcats run the weave against the Anna man-to-man. Here's Nixon 30 feet away. Gives on the play to Ernst. Ernst drives. Running shot high off the window. Good. Ernst gets the bucket for the Wildcats. Biggest cushion, 9, 43-34. Left side, Stevens. But Flesher just has not touched it enough on the inside for Anna.
He has scored.
My goodness. Ball goes to Flesher, top of the key. Baseline left to Luthman. Big time floater, fall away, strong. Weak side rebound, Nixon. Throws down the floor to Stechschulde. Pull-up jumper, 10-footer, bingo! Minster on a roll. Wildcats have exploded, ahead by 11. 45-34, a minute gone in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Minster Wildcats have stretched their advantage to 11, 45-34, 7:04 to go, fourth quarter. Anna needed that timeout. Now the Rockets need a string of points. Flesher's got to touch it inside. It goes near side to Stevens. Stevens sends a three way short. Hits the iron, kicks into the corner. Hjulskamp's got it. Anna resets. Frilling right side of the floor. Anna not shooting it well in this half. Ball fumbled at the timeline. Flesher saves. Goes to Hjulskamp. Right side pass to Stevens. He's being checked by Tumbush. Ball rotated to Hjulskamp. Left side of the floor. On him is Falk. Straight away Luthman. Starts a drive. Left side of the floor. A little 10-foot runner. Bullseye he hits. Good shot by Luthman. He was well contested. Made it anyway. Important basket there for Anna. Down 9 now. Just over 6 to play. 25 feet out. Tumbush gave it up to Steckschulte for Minster. Tumbush 30 feet away. Flesher greets him. Straight on. It's Ernst. Tumbush catches. Foul line extended right on the arc. Tumbush into the paint. Below the foul line. Looks for a cutter. He's not there. Feeds Falk. Falk goes into the left corner, thought about driving, didn't, to Tumbush, baseline right, Ernst, below the backboard, flips it on the arc, deflected, Falk gets it, back to Tumbush in the paint, Falk in the right corner, starts to go baseline, closed off by Hjulskamp, ball thrown to the timeline to Steckschulte, there he goes down the lane, Frilling on his hip, and he commits the foul. Well, I tell you, what doesn't bode well for Anna is the fact that Minster still has not turned the ball over in this game. They are just doing a great job of handling the ball and being solid with it. That's good observation, Chuck. As I think back, it has been a beautifully played floor game by Minster here tonight against Anna at the Rockets gym. Yeah, Minster's guards, Steckschulte, Schmiesing, don't turn it over. And Minster doesn't have a lot of size, but everybody's got guard-like skills.
All five of them on the floor right now can handle the basketball.
5:08 to go. Minster playing cat and mouse near the timeline. Anna chasing. Only two team fouls on the Rockets. Here's a drive down the lane. Tumbush had it blocked away. Quickly filling forecourt right for Anna. Way short of the two. Rebound volleyball to Minster. Here's a three-on-two break, but Tumbush brings it back out, hands off to Nixon. To Tumbush in the right corner. He jacks up a three. It's good! Minster up by 12. 4:35 to go. Scattered floor. Tumbush freed himself, and Minster found him, and Connor Tumbush drilled the bomb. 4.5 to play in the game. Foul line, Luthman for Anna. Hands off to a teammate. Stolen by Nixon. Nixon a run out. 1-on-2. It's good. It's good. And he's fouled. Wow. Excellent play by Josh Nixon. Like a football quarterback can do it. He barreled down the floor like he zipped between a guard and a tackle on the other team. He would not be denied. And in traffic, surviving contact, made a superb layup. And he's at the strike.
Well, they've got Schmiesing with 7, Nixon with 8, Steckschulte with 6. They got 8 out of Falk. They got 8 out of Ernst. They got 8 out of Tumbush. Unbelievable balance.
And we talked about balance for these two clubs in the pregame.
Minster has displayed it tonight. Anna has not gotten it done. Minster out hustling the Rockets right now. Juleskamp firing a three ball for Anna from the left flank. Swish! He's got it. Is that score on the board correct, Chuck? 54-36? Is that right?
No, they should have 39.
51. There's the correction.
51-39.
Yeah, 51-39 in favor of Minster. It was 51-36. And then the three by Juleskamp that was sorely needed. Here's Falk in the left corner for Minster. And he goes blitzing across the lane, knowing that he's going to get hooked. Foul, Anna. Ball out of bounds, Minster left to the basket. 12-point lead, Minster. Well, I didn't see this coming at halftime. Uh-uh. One-point game, Minster, at the break. But the Wildcats have outplayed the Rockets in the last 12 minutes for sure. 3:25 to go in the game. Nixon top of the circle. Four team fouls on Anna. Hand off to Stecksholdy. Near side to Falk. Attempted steal missed by Anna. Given back to Nixon. And we got a push against Anna away from the ball. Minster will throw in team foul five on the Rockets.
Well, that's not a bad foul just for the fact that they're going to have to send to the free throw line to have any chance to win the game.
Yep, Stecksholdy inbounds between the rings. Handled there by Tumbush. Tumbush deals to teammate Schmiesing, and he's jarred by the Anna player. Team foul six. Next one, Minster shoots. Yep, Minster trying to make it three out of four against Anna, winning last year by six at the Minster gym. And here's another hack by Anna Schmiesing, one and one for Minster. All the way down to 3:11 to go. And it's almost like Anna, which won in the league last night, Chuck, exhaled a little bit at halftime tonight. Hasn't played nearly as well or as hard in the second half. Minster wanted a rebound after being beaten on the road at New Bremen and has done a very good job the last two quarters.
I think you hit it right on the head. Yep. They had more hunger tonight than Anna did.
Yep, indeed. The mental disposition as this game wore on has favored Minster. 1-1 missed by Minster. Benzman hoists up a three quickly for Anna. Overshot it. Air ball. Minster a run out. Driving down the floor. Oh, what a play. Schmiesing laid it in. He was racked up from behind. Hit hard. Made the shot anyway. Anna could not deny him the 2 points. Foul. Free throw coming.
How many times? That's got to be at least a dozen times that they have beat Anna back with a long pass and a layup.
Uh-huh. Free throw by Schmiesing. Missed it off the flange. 53-39 Minster. 2:48 to go. Midcourt Juleskamp. Near side Benzman. Screen from Flesher. Benzman into Flesher. Cody hooks it in and out. He hasn't scored yet, correct?
He has not scored.
Well, that's the big difference in this game.
Well, I think that's probably maybe the second or third shot he's even attempted.
Cody Flesher, double-digit score, 18 last night against Fairlawn, nothing tonight. That is the most significant major difference in this contest this evening. The taller Anna team has gotten nothing out of the post. 14-point game, 2:10 to go. Minster dribbling, Schmiesing, Stecksholdy. Head of the key, Stecksholdy is tripled, finds Nixon, works it back outside, under two to play. Not much Anna can do but foul. Eight personals on the Rockets. They come running at Stecksholdy, who loops a pass to Falk, low on the left, driving, lays it in, and he's fouled. Overload by Anna's defense, near side of the floor. Minster observed it, flipped it cross court, skipped it to Falk. And he slipped around an Anna player, made the shot, free throw coming. Shot by Falk is no good. Rebound by Luthman. 16-point game. Boy, you wouldn't have dreamed that it would wind up this way. Running down the right side of the paint, Juleskamp up and in off the backboard for Anna. 55-41, Minster up 14, a minute 30 to go. Stecksholdy between the rings. Stecksholdy on the bounce. Flips to Nixon below the backboard. Out back to Tumbush. And Minster spreads it out. Wildcats with a splendid second half. Here's a deflect by Luthman. Oh, a shake-and-bake move. Down the pike, all the way to the rim. It rolled off. No good. Luthman couldn't get it to fall. Minster's got the rebound. A minute to go, a foul at midcourt on Benzman of Anna.
And Minster had their first turnover.
You're right, Chuck, they did. One turnover by Minster in this game.
Well, no, I want to give Anna a little credit. They've only turned it four times.
Isn't that amazing for a Saturday night ball game?
And as hard as these teams are playing against each other.
Yeah. Tumbush at the stripe. Double bonus for Minster. He aims and buries it. 56-41. Well, it's going to look like a rout in the newspaper tomorrow, but this was a very tight game through three quarters. In fact, with about 90 seconds to go in the third, it was 34-32 in favor of Minster. And then Schmiesen got hot, five straight points by him. And the entire Wildcats offense got untracked in the fourth quarter and has put Anna away. Second shot, Tumbush, in and out, no good. Rebound batted to Cathcart of Anna. Down the floor, two-on-one break. Look at him go. Cathcart, splendid play. Pell-mell, all the way to the rim, shoveled it through. 56-43, 50 seconds to go in the game. Up the floor for Minster. Brett Holscher in now, six-foot senior, to Tumbush, who goes behind the back on the dribble. Far left side to Ben Stubbs, who's in now, a 6'1 junior. To Holscher at the foul line. He veers off to the right. Down to a half minute to go. This just may do it. Not much sense in fouling now, Chuck. 24 seconds to go. Minster with a brilliant last quarter and a half. 1-point game at the break, 27-26. With a little over a minute and a half or so to go in the third quarter, it was a 2-point game at 34-32. But over the last 9.5 minutes, Minster outscores Anna to the tune of 22-11. 2-point game with under 2 to go in the third. It winds up a 13-point game thanks to a 22-11 spurt by Minster over the last one quarter plus. All the credit in the world to the Wildcats, who came back tonight after losing last evening a little more mentally charged than Anna, which won a tough game in the league on the road last night, and perhaps relaxed a little bit as this game this evening progressed. Minster wins it by a final tally of 56-43. See, Brookins in Fort Loramie has been a fixture since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right next to the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches and pizza, and the pork chop special tonight on Saturday evening. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. What a game turned in by Minster. Give the Cats credit. Coming back strong after losing a tough one on the road, 55-53 to New Bremen last evening. It winds up being a 13-point game, a lot closer than that through nearly three quarters. Cody Flesher just couldn't get going tonight after 18 last evening, Chuck. Zip tonight.
Didn't score. If you look on the other side, Minster only had one player in double figures. That was Falk with 10, but then they got 9 out of Schmiesing, 9 out of Nixon, and 9 out of Tumbush, and 8 out of Ernst. They were just... down the floor, throwing the ball, shooting layups, beating Anna repeatedly down the floor on easy baskets. That's how they won the game in the second half. And on the other side, Stevens had 16, only 4 in the second half, didn't score in the fourth quarter, and Huelskamp had 12. That is the two leading scorers for Anna. Clancy's players of the game, Blake Stevens for the Rockets and Peter Falk for the Minster Wildcats.
Momentum, all Minster the last 10 minutes of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Minster Wildcats with the win, 7-6 on the season. Next game for Minster comes up on the 22nd of this month. That's next Friday at home against Parkway. How about Anna, Chuck? We've got coverage of the Rockets boys team on Tuesday night right here, the return match with guess who? Rushi.
That's going to be a tough one for them. And I guess if you're Anna and you're going to go 1-1 on this weekend, they won the one that mattered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to Rushi, Shelby County League encounter on Tuesday night. The Rockets, with a win in that game, would move into a second-place tie in the loss column with the Rushi Raiders, each with two setbacks.
Well, Anna has the league championship. It is theirs to win.
Yeah.
If they win out, they will do no worse than tie.
Yep, they've got Jackson Center and Rushi both left on the schedule. Anna losing tonight to Minster, now 9-6 on the year. Next game again Tuesday for the Anna Rockets. Our next coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is two evenings away, Martin Luther King Day night, Fort Loramie girls at Minster. Minster, by the way, thumped at home at the hands of Ottoville, a good Division IV girls team that plays in the Northwest region. And Minster was beaten badly today by Ottoville. Fort Loramie also lost today at the Berlin Highland Invitational by 5 points, 43-38, to a very good Division III team from Cincinnati Summit Country Day. So each team Monday night, Minster, Fort Loramie, trying to get back on the winning way after a loss today.
Well, I think that this region is probably weaker than I've seen for the whole time I've been doing this.
Yep.
So, but there's all that, and you got to take a look at Rushi. They uh-huh. have the ability to surprise somebody and maybe be the team in this area that goes on.
Yeah. Speaking of the Lady Raiders, we covered Rushi this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. An easy 19-point victory at home over a pretty good Miami East team. Rushi beat Miami East badly. The difference in that game was low to mid-20s in score differential through much of the third quarter, early fourth. It wound up, I think, today, Chuck,
52-33 was the final.
52-33, Rushi over Miami East earlier. And here tonight, a 13-point win for the Minster boys over Anna. Martin Luther King Day night, that's Monday evening, tip-off 7:30, on the web at 7:10. Fort Loramie girls at Minster on Monday night, then right back at it on Tuesday. Anna boys, Rushi boys, tip-off 7:30, on the air at 7:10. How about next Thursday? Rushi girls come to Anna. Tip-off time, we understand, is at 6 p.m. next Thursday.
We'll have coverage of that game for you at 5:40. That's tentative. That's tentative right now. We will attempt to cover that game for you next Thursday. Arushi girls at Anna. Tip off at 6. Webcast time 5:40. Tentatively now, we do plan to cover that game. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for a complete updated schedule. Enjoyed today, Chuck. It was spread out. We were at Rushi by noon, and here it is, going on?
It's about 9:20 right now.
Pretty quickly played game today.
Yeah, it was.
For starting, a little after 8, and got through it in an hour, 10 hour, 15 minutes. Minster exploding in the last 10 minutes to pull away from Anna, winning by 13. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, we'll highlight those for you. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Clayton. These additional underwriters, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney. Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Final time on the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply Scoreboard. Minster beats Anna by 13. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying, hope you had a good sports day on this Saturday. Once again, the final score, Anna beaten by Minster tonight in boys high school basketball, 56-43.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.